to Libya now, where rival prime ministers claim to rule from two different cities. It's almost as if the country has two capitals, Tripoli and the eastern city of Beda, population 250,000. Beda is home to the prime minister, who was barred from Tripoli after fighting there last summer. He has a cabinet and has won international recognition as the UN tries to broker peace talks between the two sides. But Beda, like most of Libya, is on the brink of total collapse. NPR's Leila Fadel reports.
At a recent protest, residents of Beda chant, "There's no gas, there's no electricity, you've brought us nothing, Thani." They're referring to the Prime Minister, Abdullah Thani, the head of one of Libya's two rival governments. The government's based here because it doesn't control the capital, Tripoli. On this day, the men shut down the agricultural research building that's the government's temporary home. They stop employees from entering and they beat up a cabinet minister as he exits the building. It is one sign of the growing frustration here. Despite the country's vast oil wealth, there are water shortages and daily blackouts, making heating scarce in the bitter cold of winter. It's a city that barely functions. At a nearby gas station, the lines are at least three blocks long. There's no gas because of the kidnapping of truck drivers who distribute fuel. The other drivers went on strike, angry that they aren't safe on the roads, which pass through territories controlled by extremists or militias fighting this government. Akram Haddad has waited 2 hours so far. He had to close his women's clothing shop to stake out a place in line.
We're waiting for something and we don't know if it will come or not. It affects on everything, in business and work, in a daily life.
But gas is far from the only problem here. As more and more people flee to Beda to take refuge from the violence, the city is overwhelmed by the displaced. Amr Jabeli is a displaced father and electrical engineer who was trying to put the best spin on his family's situation for his children.
I try to explain that now it's my home, this place, and this is a street, this is my neighbors, it's this neighborhood, and this is my backyard.
What he calls their home is a freezing classroom in a girls' elementary school. The so-called backyard is an open courtyard where laundry hangs and kids play with a deflated soccer ball. The family was displaced by the violence in the city of Benghazi 7 months ago. There, a renegade general, Khalifa Haftar, a secular officer from the old army, is waging a war, including airstrikes. He says he's trying to rid the city of extremists. But Jabeli says the fighters are just out for themselves.
Everybody take a weapon, he think about himself. They don't think about peace, they don't think about people, they don't think about anything.
His kids weren't in class. Neither were any of the children in Beda, because the schools were filled with displaced families. There were plans to relocate them, and some schools reopened this week. But the breakdown of the city is most stark at the main local hospital. The dialysis machines beep intermittently as patients sit with needles in their arms for hours. With the influx of people, the patient load is triple what it once was, and the machines can't keep up. So the hospital is rationing treatment. Patients only get dialysis twice a week rather than three times a week. Masoud Mahmoud is the dialysis technician who tries to explain the situation without alarming the female patient lying in a bed nearby.
The lifespan for the patient will be reduced. I have to speak in English because if the patient here, this is a problem and psychological effect on them.
The hospital has the dialysis machines, but can't get access to more of the simple tubing needed to operate them. Those supplies are cut off by conflict.
People, they have to stop fighting, especially for the patients. This is, I don't know why, what they are thinking. They are destroying their own country.
3 weeks ago, Mahmoud's own niece was born, and she needed a blood transfusion.
We got the blood for her, but we didn't find the smallest thing, the minor thing. That's the tube that can bring the blood inside her body.
And without that tube, she died before her family could give her a name. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Beda.